Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our hearing today is about protecting women and all workers from sexual harassment, intimidation, and bullying in the workplace. We will examine one notoriously toxic workplace, the Washington Commanders football team, and the response from the NFL. During football season, millions of Americans tune in to watch their favorite teams. The NFL and its teams collect tens of billions in revenues, thanks in part to federal benefits. The NFL and its teams have one of the biggest platforms in America. So what happens in the NFL has consequences for the rest of our country. The committee launched an investigation last October after the NFL refused to release the findings of an internal investigation into the widespread sexual misconduct at the Washington Commanders. The committee requested these findings, but the NFL and the Commanders have refused to produce them, while also withholding more than 40,000 documents collected in their internal review. This lack of transparency suggests that rather than protecting women, the NFL is hoping to sweep this controversy under the rug, just as powerful men like Dan Snyder have done for decades. Today, we will hear from Roger Goodell, commissioner of the NFL. I am glad he is participating, and I hope we will finally get more transparency about what the NFL found and why Mr. Goodell has worked so hard to keep it secret. We also invited Daniel Snyder to testify today. But rather than show up and take responsibility for his actions, he chose to skip town. Apparently, Mr. Snyder is in France, where he has docked his luxury yacht near a resort town. That should tell you just how much respect he has for women in the workplace. Mr. Snyder's absence is all the more telling, given that the committee released new evidence today that Mr. Snyder himself fostered the commander's toxic workplace. According to top executives, he fired women, but not men, who engaged in relationships with other employees while defending male executives accused of sexual harassment. And he kept employees from speaking out through a culture of fear. As one longtime employee described Mr. Snyder's tactics, quote, "If you don't obey, intimidate. If you still don't obey, terminate." Finally, the employee added, quote, "If that didn't work, buy them off," end quote. The committee has also uncovered evidence that Mr. Snyder conducted a shadow investigation to target his accusers, pin the blame on others, and influence the NFL's own internal review. He filed phony lawsuits to collect private phone records, emails, and text messages. The committee has a copy of a dossier created by Mr. Snyder using the information he collected. And in this dossier is absolutely astonishing and extremely disturbing. It shows the lengths Mr. Snyder went to harass, intimidate, and silence his accusers, including journalists, attorneys, and former employees anyone involved. It starts here just naming journalists that he wants to investigate and investigated. He sent private investigators to former cheerleaders' homes, and he offered hush money to buy their silence. The NFL was aware of his actions, but failed to stop him. We obtained a secret legal agreement between the NFL and the Commanders that enabled Mr. Snyder to prevent the disclosure of documents and information, including to this committee. Some have argued that protecting women isn't worthy of this committee's time. I strongly disagree, and I'm not alone. In April, six attorneys general condemned the NFL for its ongoing failure to address sexual harassment and gender discrimination across the league. The NFL itself has launched new investigations based on evidence brought to light by the committee. For more than two decades, Dan Snyder refused to protect the women who worked for him from the toxic culture he created. The NFL has also failed to protect these women. Now I believe it is up to Congress to protect them and millions more like them. We have introduced two bills, along with committee members, to do exactly that. Our first bill, the Accountability for Workplace Misconduct Act, will require employers to conduct thorough investigations and share the outcome with victims, and it will prohibit employers from using non-disclosure agreements to conceal workplace misconduct. One of Dan Snyder's favorite tactics. Our second bill is the Professional Images Protection Act. Our investigation confirmed that the Commanders secretly created lewd videos of cheerleaders for the private enjoyment of Dan Snyder. That is despicable, and our bill will create notice and consent requirements for employers who use their employees' professional images. Let me also assure my colleagues that we can protect workers while also making progress on other important issues. Just this month, our committee held a crucial hearing on gun violence and advanced legislation to protect LGBTQI rights. And next week, we will be holding a bipartisan hearing with President Biden's drug czar on the opioid crisis. But today, our focus is on protecting women in the workplace, and I believe that issue merits our full attention. In February, the committee held a roundtable where we heard directly from several courageous former team employees. Before I yield, I'd like to remind everyone what they said about the harassment they endured and the need for accountability, and they asked Congress to act. We will now play a video.
I experienced many work firsts there. First bonus, first promotion, first office potluck, first employee hire, first threat of physical violence by a supervisor, first hostile work environment, first public humiliation, first sexual assault.
I learned that placing me strategically by the owner at a work dinner after this networking event was not for me to discuss business, but to allow him, Dan Snyder, to place his hand on my thigh under the table.
Those that sit here today and many others came forward at great personal risk. We did our part believing that what we were doing would help employees across the country, but to our shock and our disappointment, the NFL did nothing.
I stand before you here today, reliving these difficult memories to try to make a change for other women at the team, in the league, the industry, and the workplace. There are just some of the stories that the Washington football team and the NFL have tried so hard to hide. I want to shine a light on the toxic workplace that we endured and to plead with the NFL to release the report from the Wilkinson investigation.
This is not just about the Washington football team and its employees. It's about the millions of women in workplaces across the country who endure harassment every day in our everyday lives.
Today is when Democrats and Republicans can come together and ensure that what we experienced will not happen anywhere else throughout this country. Today is when we can make a difference and we can show the American people how impactful Congress can be.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.